Today's program has been brought to you by Route 11 Potato Chips. Made with a secret recipe and superior ingredients, their mission is to make an outstanding product in a safe and clean environment. For more information, visit www.rt11.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Tabard Inn, new American cuisine in one of Washington, D.C.'s oldest hotels, located in DuPont Circle. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network. We're a member-supported food radio network broadcasting over 35 weekly shows live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Join our hosts as they lead you through the world of craft brewing, behind the scenes of the restaurant industry, inside the battle over school food, and beyond. Find us at heritageradionetwork.org.
Hello, this is Dana Cowan, and you are listening to Speaking Broadly on Heritage Radio Network. I am here in Portland, Oregon, for an on-the-road conversation with one of my favorite people, Jen Lewis. I've known Jen for a decade, ever since she opened her first restaurant, and that was Lincoln, and then followed her to Sunshine Tavern and followed her still to Ray, and was always a huge admirer of her delicious food and her intense ethic. So, Jen, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
To Speaking
Broadly. I've always been a fan, too, so it's mutual.
That's, I like hearing that. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, how did you end up in this grand world of cooking?
You know, I think it was on accident. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be creative. And I didn't really think about that when I was a kid, but I couldn't draw and I couldn't paint. And I found myself always really kind of frustrated. Like, I would do little art projects, but they were really simple and I wasn't very satisfied with them. And as I got older, there was really nothing creative that I could do. And I enjoyed music, but I wasn't really great at playing. And after college, I got a job on a fluke cooking for the North Carolina Outward Bound School. I was like a base camp cook for the base camp directors and course directors. And
I seem to remember that you did that with no experience.
I did.
Right? You were like, yeah, I think I can do that.
Yeah. I have a friend who, we went on an Outward Bound course together several years prior. She worked for them. She was their cook, and she was going to start instructing courses. And she said, well, I'm leaving the cook job, so you should take it. And I looked at her, or, you know, I said, I've never cooked. I've never cooked for anyone, but I really like it. And I begged my way into the job.
But why do you even think to beg your way in? Like, you had no idea.
I didn't, but it sounded really nice. Like, I was living in Southern California. I'm like, I could go to North Carolina. I've never been there. And I can hang out with my friend all summer, and I could do outdoorsy stuff. And I did it. And I drove by myself in my car.
Oh my goodness.
From Southern California to North Carolina. And I made all these awesome stops on the way. It was my first kind of long road
trip. Did you research it?
Not really. I just knew where I had friends. And so I would drive these, you know, some longer and some shorter legs. And it was really fun. I remember going, I'd never been to Kansas. And I had a friend who I had met backpacking in Europe like the summer before. And she went to school in Lawrence, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And that was super fun. I stayed a couple nights there. Super random. And so I kind of collected, you know, all these little trips, made it out to North Carolina. And I started cooking. And it was like the greatest thing I've ever done. I would go to sleep with a pad and paper and pen next to my bed, and I would write down what I wanted to make, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night and make notes, and that was it. And all of a sudden, I'm like, that's that thing that lets me be creative. I get it. And it was cool because after, you know, so that was back in 95, maybe? 94? Yeah, 94, 95. And I know that all the years I've been cooking, I can tell you that it was, you know, I'd been a chef at the restaurant. I'd had a catering business for a long, long time that I ran myself. But it wasn't probably until around 2008, 2009, even later than that, maybe around the time I got Best New Chef in 2012, that it all kind of clicked. And then I really got creativity. And it's that thing when you feel so solid, you can move pieces around and you'll know they fit together.
I love that notion. And do you think that just comes from cooking a lot? Like,
yeah, for sure.
Just over and over and over. And then something is just so much within you that you can be more playful.
Yeah. And knowing a lot. Like, so it's not, you know, for me, I am not just a cook of one genre. I like culture. And so I like to learn about ingredients from all different cultures. So I know what I can mix and what I can't. But there's always new ingredients to play with. So it's kind of that vast learning.
So that gumption that it took to get in your car, to drive across country, to do it on your own, I have to say, and then do something you've never done before. Do you feel like that's a theme that has repeated itself throughout your life to date?
Yeah, it has. It's one of those things that people notice, but I don't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have called me brave for a lot of different kinds of things in my life, and it's not something I think about. Like, and it's kind of a subjective thing, maybe. I don't know. It's something that is just normal, or I have to do this, or it needs to get done, or I want to do this, and no one's going to make it happen for me. I just do. And for some people, that's brave or whatever, but it's just, I don't know.
Well, you have an idea and you go after it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds mostly.
Yeah.
And so right now you have a restaurant, Ray, but you're really looking to get out of the restaurant business.
I am.
This is a huge move.
Yeah.
And I think at this moment in time, there are actually a number of people who are rethinking the restaurant business for many, many reasons, right? The business itself is more challenging because of rent, labor, costs.
Right.
But that question of where do you go from here is very complex.
Absolutely.
You know? So can you tell me, like, what brought you to this point of saying, you know what, like, I'm actually going to close this chapter? I think I'm not a fan of the word brave, because I think it's something that one feels inside and one does it. So it's neither brave nor, it's just who you are.
Right.
But still, you've been outsized successful. And so closing that book is a very big deal. How did you get there?
You know, honestly, it was a decision or a notion that came to me one day at home. It was a day off and I was just doing things around the house. And literally in my head popped in, you don't have to do this every day. And I started thinking about it, and it's many things. And I started to think about it, and I just wasn't enjoying it like mm-hmm. I used to. And I started thinking about that I feel really accomplished. I feel like I've done a lot of really cool things. I've been able to see a lot of incredible things. I've made friendships and relationships that are so deep and special and meaningful. And I feel really lucky. And I've gotten some really wonderful recognitions and accolades that I didn't set out to get. It just happened, and that feels really good. And I feel like I've done it. Like, I don't feel like...
There is that really strange notion that if you're successful, you just need to keep going. And the idea that everything isn't forever is something that, in terms of careers, I don't know that people think about very often. You know, that, like, I want to do this forever. That's sort of how you go into it. And restaurants in particular, it seems like the assumption if you choose not to is that something's gone wrong, when in fact the wisest...
I get that all the time now. It's hilarious to me.
People are like, well, oh, it must be terrible for you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know, I'm choosing this and I want to change my life. But I call it the teacher in the classroom syndrome. So you know how when you're a little kid and you go to the grocery store with your mom or your dad, and all of a sudden you see your kindergarten teacher in the grocery store. And I remember this. It was Alpha Beta in Upland, California, when I was a little kid, and Mrs. Novak was in the grocery store, and I was just floored. And I'm like, no shit, Mrs. Novak is in the grocery store? And it's like the teacher in the grocery store. Like, I couldn't believe that the teacher wasn't in the classroom. And I've always thought of that. And like, I'm not going to die in a restaurant. Like, we all want to retire too. We want to relax. And, you know, the business is so, so stressful. And I've had a lot of stress in my life. And I'm choosing to live a different pace. And I love it. I've already started it because I couldn't wait.
But you still have your restaurant and...
Yeah, I'm doing both right now. Yeah. But it's really nice. It's something that... I don't know. I think when you, it's like getting a hamster on the wheel. Like, you just can't stop. And I started to miss things that I didn't miss before. Holidays. Events that friends were having that I always said, oh, sorry, I have to work tonight. But I wanted to go to those. And so it was just time.
I like that notion that we all do evolve. And, you know, if you shut down all those things, you have to just listen to, you know, what goes on in your own head and recognize, you know, when those changes happen instead of, like, you know, shoving them down in a box.